now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for your sports update. I'm Gary Lee, and high school football is, you know, in camps right now, 7-on-7s. There'll be team camps, all kinds of interaction with our area high school football teams. But West Plains standout football player Briggs Houston has committed to play for Northern Iowa. Houston had 36 receptions for 5 touchdowns and 664 yards as a junior. The 6'6", 225-pound Zizzer tight end had received some offers from other Division I programs like Western Illinois, Lindenwood, and Murray State. Well, Briggs, congratulations. St. Louis Cardinals and the Astros played Game 3 of a 3-game series last night, and the Cardinals were completely rolled up in a tiny little cigarette and smoked. Adam Wainwright has struggled yet again. With more, here is your Redbird Recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the last two nights at Busch Stadium, Houston turned the game around with a 5-run eighth inning to win the middle game in the series, and then Houston just dominated Adam Wainwright, the Cardinal pitching staff, and the Cardinals, out-hitting them 18-4, winning 14-0 last night.
It was a tough game for the Cardinals, tough game for Adam Wainwright. They couldn't get anything going. Steven Matz pitched well in relief of Wainwright. That's the one positive. Tommy Edman made a couple of good plays. Jordan Walker was able to extend his hitting streak with a base hit up the middle. That's the positives, but not many in a game where you lose 14-0 and out hit by 14 hits. Seemed as if the Cardinals were in the field the entire game.
Now the Cardinals play the New York Yankees, who are looking up in their division as the Tampa Bay Rays have established the mark to challenge. And here are the Yankees coming in after scoring double figures in a win over Oakland yesterday.
There's no rest in this game. You got to find a way to turn the page and keep going.
Tonight, the Cardinals open a 3-game homestand. They're going to be hosting the New York Yankees, and the pregame's going to be 6:20 with a 7:05 first pitch. You can catch it all on KUKU 100.3 Classic Country and 1450 KWPM News Talk Radio. West Plains Bank presents the Junior Golf Tournament. That's going to be Wednesday, July 12th, at the Thomas F. Bagnell Municipal Golf Course in Willow Springs. Boys and girls divisions. The cost is $10 per player, and it's for ages 6 to 18. You can sign up by calling 417-469-1214, and you can also sign up in the Pro Shop at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnell Municipal Golf Course. The Royals topped the Guardians in extra innings, 4-3 last night. Kansas City will be hosting the Dodgers tonight. That first pitch is 7:10. Well, tonight starts the Firecracker Classic at Legit Speedway. It's a big event. Saturday night after the races, they'll have fireworks. But with more on this big race weekend, here's Gary Stalba.
We'd like to invite everybody to come out this weekend. We got some great racing going on. We've got qualifying Friday night for our Mayfield Auto Repair Super Stocks. Got the big Chevy dealer, the Ozarks Firecracker Classic. That's a 50-lap, 5,000-win feature on Saturday night. Want to invite everybody to come out and enjoy that. We got some other classes running there on Friday night as well. We'll have Sportsman Late Models and Sport Mods running. And then Saturday night, we'll have the big fireworks show all presented by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Those guys help us every year with this thing. Very patriotic family there. And appreciate them very much. It'll be a big show on Saturday night. We'll have hobby stocks and A-mods and super late models in addition to the Firecracker Classic super stocks. So big weekend of racing going on here at Legit Speedway.
And again, if you would like more information, you can always go to legitspeedway.com. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.